Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel today. We're going to be focusing on, out of the eight Psukim which appear in this Daf, we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, which appears on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Pasuk reads as follows. Al tarbu tadabru gavoya gavoya. Don't speak high, high. Yetze yosok mipichem, lest arrogance cross your lips. Kikel de'ois Hashem. Hashem is a God of knowledge. V'loi niskanu alilois, and to him all actions are measured. The Gemara uses this pasuk to darshan the following. It says, you know what, Rabbi Ami says, that Deya, knowledge, is very important because it is appearing between the two names of Hashem. Kael, that's the one name of Hashem. De'ois, of knowledge, Hashem. So the word Deya, knowledge, appears between the two names of Hashem. And the Gemara goes on to say, and anybody who does not have knowledge, you can't have rachamim on that person. A person who could have learnt better, but didn't, you cannot have mercy on such a person. What's going on over here? What's the context? What are we learning from here? Is it just because any word that appears between two names of Hashem we can say is worthy? The Gemara brings another two examples here. But does that mean to say any time we can word search and find it, that means that it has value? What's really at the core over here? To understand this, this appears in Perek Beis and Shmuel Aleph. This is after the incident in which Chana has a child, after long last, and she's singing a song. This is the song of Chana, which is from Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis to Aleph to Yud. In the song, she says, don't speak arrogantly. She's referring to a specific person. She's referring to her co-wife, whose name was Penina. Penina was a person who had many children. And throughout the marriage, Penina would say things, as the Gemara in Baba Basra points out. She would say things like, you know, I'm going to go to the sale, you know, I saw that there's a spring sale in the kids' clothing. You know, do you want to come with me, Chana? Oh, Chana, I forgot. You don't have children. You know, it's fine. I'm sorry, I forgot. She would say things like that. And the Gemara says that, in fact, out of all the people on earth who are nasty to other people, Penina was one of the two beings that did this L'Shem Shamayim. She did this for altruistic purpose. She wanted to catalyze Chana's prayer so that Chana would really fully pray for herself because of the pain she was experiencing through her treatment. But nonetheless, it didn't work out for Penina. Penina lost most of her children because of this. God forbid. And what's being said over here, Chana in her song is saying, Al tadabru gavoya gavoya. Don't speak arrogantly. Don't think you can play God. Understand that knowledge has to come between the names of Hashem. You want to know what to do in this world? Play by the rules. Don't make certain plans. Don't create machinations to be able to short circuit the system. Al tadabru gavoya gavoya, ki kel da'as Hashem. Hashem has the real knowledge. Let him work out his plan. You do your thing. Which is perhaps why the Gemara at the end says that a person who lacks knowledge, it's asur, it is prohibited to have rachamim on them. And that's what happened to Penina to a certain degree till the very end, where Chana saved and prayed for the last of her children. Because if you choose to be arrogant, if you choose to act in such a way, God forbid, that's what Chana is talking about over here. This is very much autobiographical, which explains the depth and the pain expressed in the statement. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.